Welcome. Parashat Acharemot, the pasuk tells us, "Ushmartem et chukotai v'nishatai asher yasotam adam v'chai bahem ani Hashem." These are the mitzvot, the chukim and the mishpatim, different kinds of mitzvot that you have to do, that a man has to do, and live by ani Hashem. So, what is this language v'chai bahem that you live through them ani Hashem? So Rashi tells us, "V'chai bahem lo'olam haba," you'll earn your place in the next world. And he, Hashem, is saying, I am God, am the guarantor, ne'eman l'shalem schar, that I will be able to pay you that which is coming to you. So the Chafetz Chaim points out that the Gemara in Kedushin, Lamed Tet, tells us that schar mitzvah b'hai al-maleka. You don't get your reward for a mitzvah in this world. You do a mitzvah today, like today you give tzedakah, or you put on tefillin, don't expect tomorrow you're going to win the lottery. That's not how it works. You don't get your schar in this world. But yet we know that in Parshat Vayetchanan, Rashi points out that the words of Meshalim, the son of Alpanov, based on the Gemara at Erechin, is that Mechayev Meshalim Gulo Atov Kedei Lavido Min Olam Haba, that the Rasha does get his schar in this world. That there is schar in this world. So, what does it mean? We have one Gemara saying there's no schar in this world, and a different Gemara saying there is schar in this world. Well, it's very simple. The Rasha gets his schar in this world, because that way he gets paid back already, and Olam Haba, he won't have as big a chelek. Meaning, even a Rasha who does a lot of terrible things, he might do some occasional good deeds, and like a mobster might love his mother and honor her, so he's got to get rewarded for even the mitzvot he does. So if he's going to get his reward, he's going to get his reward in this world. That way, he's already been paid for all his good deeds, and in the next world, he won't get rewarded for it. On the other hand, a tzaddik won't get it in this world, he'll get it all in the next world. Now, why would that be? So to answer that, we have to point out that there's a somewhat oft-quoted medrash in Midrash Rabbah and Rut that says, back in the day when a man did a mitzvah, so the Navi wrote it down. But now, who writes it down? Eliyahu writes it down, and the Melech HaMashiach writes it down, and a Kaddish Baruch Hu signs it. That he's going to, okay, he indeed did this mitzvah, I signed here, and one day you'll be able to, it'll be like a check or a receipt, you'll be able to come claim your reward for it. So with that medrash in mind, the Kaddish Baruch Hu signing it, the Chafetz Chaim says, wait, this makes a lot of sense. It's like a shtar or a check that you want cashed. It's a check from the king. So we know very well that there are bank branches all around, and that there's probably a central branch of the bank. So if you go to the local bank branch, you will not be able to cash too large a check. They may have, we have a limit of, $20,000 cash on hand, or whatever number it'll be. So if you come with $1 million check, they're going to be like, sorry, we can't cash $1 million check. You have to go to the central bank, wherever that may be. So Chafetz Chaim says, that's exactly the point. The Rasha gets a little bit of schar. He has a small check. Any local branch can cash that check. $1,000, no problem. So Olam Hazeh can cash the Rasha's check, can give him his reward. But the Tzaddik, he's coming with a check for millions of dollars. And he says, give me my reward. Olam Hazeh says, sorry, we can't cash this. To cash a check that large, you have to go to Olam Haba. And therefore, a Rasha does get his reward in this world. So when we say, Schar Mitzvah B'hai Al-Maleka, as the Gemara in Kedushin says, there is no reward in this world. What does it mean there's no reward in this world? This world cannot pay the larger reward of a tzaddik. This world can pay the minor reward given to a Rasha for his few minor good deeds. But this world cannot possibly cash the check that the tzaddik is expected to cash. In the footnotes, he mentions that Chazal tell us that when it says Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Olam Haba, it's connected to Kol Hashoneh Halachot Muftach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba. Every person, Jew, has a chilek in the world to come, and yet, who's promised a place in the world to come is called Lashon HaLachot. So which is it? Everyone, or the person who learns a lot of halacha? And it's a similar idea, meaning every Jew, even ones who aren't such great tzaddikim, will have possibly a small chilek, and the tzaddikim will have a larger one. But the Chafetz Chaim offers another mashal. He says, imagine there's a rich person making a simcha, making a wedding. So he sends his mechubedik friends an invitation. So he's going to send it with a special messenger, and he's going to get a printed invitation, maybe a telegram or a picture ancient Rome, a man with a scroll. You're hereby cordially invited to the... And the guy's going to show up, and they're going to greet him at the door and valet parking and greet, oh, here's your seat, right way, right this way. The maitre d' is going to come greet him, bring him into his spot. On the other hand, in this mashal, the ani who he's not friends with, so he wants to come, so they're not going to send him an invitation, and they're not going to invite him, meaning nothing against this ani, it's just not this person's friend. So when he shows up, okay, maybe they'll, if they let him in, they'll let him in. He'll find a scrap here or there that he'll be able to grab. Says the Chafetz Chaim, that's what it's going to be. In Olam Haba, there's those who are invited, the Mezumanim. They are the people who learn halacha. They're the tzaddikim. They're guaranteed a makom mechubad, a chilek hagun. Not the ani. Those who never learned halacha, they are aniyim in Torah. We're not talking about aniyim in money now. Aniyim in Torah, those who don't do so many mitzvot. So, yes, they're promised. Kol Yisrael yeshem chilek Olam Haba. But they're not going to get a nice makom amongst the kriyim nechbadim. They can get a makom in the aniyim who have to grab a little bite of food from wherever it could possibly come. And so that's the message of V'chai Behem Ani Hashem. You will get your chelik in Olam Haba, and I Ani Hashem Nem on the Shalim Skar. I will pay you your just reward. Schar mitzvah b'hayal maleko. There is no reward in this world, as in this world. All the good, everything you have in this world is not sufficient to give you your reward. And we know Chazal tell us that all the delights in this world aren't compared to even a second of Olam Haba. And therefore, for all the mitzvah that you do in this world, you need to, your local bank can't cash that. Olam Hazeh can't cash that check. To give you that reward, you need a way to Olam Haba. And Ani Hashem, I Hashem, guaranteeing you will get your appropriate reward. Shkayach, thanks for listening.